Luthien's Gamble by R. A. Salvatore. Narrated by David Drummond. Copyright 1996 by R. A. Salvatore. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with the Hatchett Book Group and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Prologue. It was a time in Erlador of darkness, a time when King Greensparrow and his wizard dukes blanketed all the Avonsea Islands in a veil of oppression, and when the hated Cyclopians served as Praetorian Guard, allied with the government against the common folk. It was a time when the eight great cathedrals of Avonsea, built as blessed monuments of spirituality, the epitome of homage to higher powers, were used to call the tax rolls. But it was a time, too, of hope, for in the northwestern corner of the mountain range called the Iron Cross, in Montfort, the largest city in all of Erlador, there arose cries for freedom, for open revolt. Evil Duke Morkney, Greensparrow's pawn, was dead, his skinny body hanging naked from the tallest tower of the ministry, Montfort's great cathedral. The wealthy merchants and their Cyclopean guards, allies of the throne, were sorely pressed, bottled up in the city's upper section, while in the lower section, among the lesser houses, the proud Erladorans remembered kings of old and called out the name of Bruce MacDonald, who had led the victory in the bitter Cyclopean War centuries before. It was a small thing, really, a speck of light in a field of blackness, a single star in a dark night sky. A wizard